Imagine serving Jesus Christ every week, every day, and saying, I wonder if I will make it into heaven, or I wonder if I will spend eternity after all this in hell. Today, you will be with me in paradise. You will be, not you might be.
Welcome to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. And Colin, those were the words of Jesus that we heard just a moment ago, speaking to the thief on the cross. You will be. And important principle that you picked up on there. It's not you might be. And for the thief, that had to be comforting words. But for the person listening today, how do they know that those words can apply to them?
Well, I guess it's the same question as the thief himself faced. These words, who were they spoken by? They are the words of Jesus Christ. Yeah, but that was the only assurance that he had. Remember what happened afterwards. After Jesus spoke these words, everything went dark for 3 hours. Yeah. And the very one who had spoken these words was saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? So what did the thief have to do? He had to trust the word of Jesus. He had to say, now I've looked to the Savior and this is his word. Now that's exactly how we're saved. We rest on the word of Jesus. We don't have it spoken to us by his flesh, but we have it spoken to us in the scriptures, which are the words of Christ. So I rest my soul on the promises of God. He said, if you come to me, I will not turn you away. I have to trust that. That's the word of Jesus. So what I'm doing at that point is precisely the same thing as the thief on the cross was doing. I'm trusting the word of Jesus. And either I do that or else I find myself all at sea.
Well, we're going to see in today's message one of the clearest presentations of what it means to come to Jesus, to cast yourself upon him and to be saved. With this introduction, let's open our Bibles to Luke chapter 23 and continue the message, Breakfast with the Devil, Supper with the Savior.
Now, folks, the next 2 minutes for some of us can be life-transforming, so I want you to listen carefully, because if you get this, for many of us, it will be absolutely liberating. Your salvation in Jesus Christ involves 3 marvelous gifts. Justification, by which your sins are forgiven. Sanctification, by which progressively over time you grow in the likeness to Jesus Christ. And glorification, by which eventually you will enter into the everlasting joy of heaven. There it is. That's the whole of our salvation in Jesus Christ in just 3 words. Justification, sanctification, glorification. That is your salvation in Jesus Christ. Now, think about this man. He was justified and he was glorified on the same day. So what did he miss? Sanctification. He missed out on the entirety of the Christian life. Never had a chance to live it. Completely bypassed it. Here is what that tells us. Entrance into heaven, glorification, comes through justification, not through sanctification. Your glorification rests on your justification, not on your sanctification. You enter heaven not by your progress in the Christian life. You enter heaven by forgiveness and through the righteousness that Jesus Christ gives you. It does not depend on your performance in the Christian life. And, you know, so many of us have been brought up with this idea that you get into heaven by living a good Christian life. That's not true. This man never lived a day of the Christian life, and he's in heaven. So that tells you how a person enters heaven. It's not through sanctification. It is through justification, through forgiveness, and through the righteousness of Jesus Christ that becomes yours by faith. He's saved on the spot. He enters into heaven. See how clear that is? Now, it is always true, I say again, that where faith is present, works will follow. But it remains clear in the scripture that salvation is by grace alone, and it is by faith alone, and it is in Christ alone, and it is not by works. That means that your acceptance with God does not depend on your performance in the Christian life. And when you see that, I promise you, it will be absolutely liberating for you. It is good news. Where would you be, friend, if Jesus Christ said to you, now I forgive you, but I will be watching very carefully to see how you do from here on? Where would you be? And what kind of love would it be for you if Christ said, I forgive you, but you better make sure you don't mess up this time? when you read these words, not by works. Give thanks. Rejoice. This is the love of Christ to you. He does not put you on probation. He saves this man on the spot. On the spot. And here's a fourth glimpse of Christ's love that follows directly from what we've just seen. That Jesus Christ gives to this man complete assurance. Notice what he says in the simple verse. It's so rich. Today, you will be with me in paradise. You will be, not you might be. Don't you hate that business of waiting for exam results? You remember that wretched business? You feel sorry for the kids when they have to do these wretched exams. And there you are, you sit there and you do this paper for 2 hours or whatever it is, and you hand it in. What do you have to do? Wait. Wait and see if what I did was any good, good enough. Imagine living your whole life waiting for the outcome. Imagine serving Jesus Christ every week, every day, and saying, I wonder if I will make it into heaven, or I wonder if I will spend eternity after all this in hell. Oh, do you see the love of Christ in this? When this man says, oh, Jesus, will you remember me when you come into your kingdom? Jesus does not look to him and say, well, we'll need to wait and see. And friend, here is something wonderful, especially for those of us who are older today. I have it in my heart in this service. I may be speaking to someone older, and you know that you have pushed Jesus Christ away for many, many years, and you have delayed coming to him, and you've delayed it so long that you're now no longer sure that there can be any meaningful way in which you can come to Jesus Christ. You're older. And I am so glad that when this man turns to Jesus and says, remember me in when you come into your kingdom, Jesus does not turn to him and say, well, don't you think it's rather late in the day for you to be thinking about this? He says, today you will be with me in paradise. That's good news. The declaration of the last day, justified, brought forward for those who have faith in Jesus. Now, you will be with me in paradise. Do you see how this gift of assurance flows from what we were just seeing, that Christ saves us by grace through faith and without works? Because if our works were involved in any degree, assurance would be impossible, because we could never know if we had done them. And if salvation were to rest on our works in any degree, and someone were to say, well, I have assurance, that actually would be the height of arrogance, because what it would be saying, I have done the works that contribute my part to entering heaven. Who in all the world could say that? That's unbearably arrogant. So that's impossible. But the good news, as we've been seeing, is that your salvation depends not on your works for Christ, but on Christ's work for you. And Christ's work is a finished work. It is a complete work. It is a perfect work. It is rock solid. And that's why you can have assurance, because it's not depending on your sort of partial and bitsy sort of works for him. It's dependent on his completed work for you. And therefore, he's able to say, I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise. He hears this from the Lord of paradise. And when Christ opens the door, no one can shut a person out. So you do not need to spend the rest of your Christian life worrying about whether you're going to make it. You put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can begin rejoicing already. That's why John Owen says so many Christians are sad when they could be rejoicing, and they're weak when they could be strong, because they don't really grasp the full extent of the love of our Father in heaven flowing to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Fifth glimpse of this marvelous love of Jesus Christ is simply this: that Jesus has great joy in redeeming sinners. Look again at this marvelous verse. It is packed full. Jesus says, I tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise. Now, the word that is translated in English, I tell you the truth, is actually just one word which we also use in English. It's the same word across multiple languages. It's the word amen. Amen. You look at the Greek, it says amen. So think of this. Here's this man, and he says, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And what does the Lord Jesus Christ say? What's his first word? Amen. Today you will be with me in paradise. Isn't that marvelous? You see the joy of that? Jesus Christ says amen to the simplest faith. You come to the Lord Jesus Christ today, you say, Jesus, I see my own sinfulness. I'm putting my faith in you. Will you save me? The Lord Jesus Christ says to you, amen, amen, amen. So shall it be. I tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise. Feel the joy here, folks. This is why Jesus is suffering, to bring sinners into heaven. There is joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. The Father runs out to embrace and love the prodigal son who comes back. Listen, Jesus didn't die to keep you out of heaven. He dies to bring you in. So of course, when someone in whatever stumbling way we may come, comes with the simplest faith to Jesus Christ, there's joy in his heart. Amen. Today you will be with me in paradise. See the love of Christ there? You don't know the half of how much his heart beats for you.
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith and a message called Breakfast with the Devil, Supper with the Savior. Part of our series, Seven Words from the Cross. A look at what Jesus accomplished on the cross and what that means for you and for me today. If you want to go back and listen to any broadcast you may have missed in the series, do that at our website. It's openthebible.org. You can stream the program or download an MP3 for free. Again, that's at openthebible.org. Back to the message. Once again, here is Pastor Colin.
Number 6. Christ promises a life of indescribable joy. Indescribable joy. Today you will be with me in paradise. Paradise. All the joys of life in the immediate presence of God. That's what's conveyed there. Now, can you imagine what this must have meant to this man? I mean, here he is on a cross. And he must have felt he was in hell already. And he fears that worse is to come. And he is absolutely hopeless, and he is powerless, and he is in the middle of all this pain, and he's aware of his own guilt. We're getting what we deserve. And Christ says, you, paradise, today, with me. Paradise? Today of all days? To paraphrase Spurgeon, this man had breakfast with the devil, but he met Christ before noon and had supper in heaven. You like that? He had breakfast with the devil, but he met Christ before noon and he had supper in heaven. What a day. What a day. I think the thief had the idea that this kingdom of Christ's would be in some distant future somehow, because he says, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He seems to have thought of it as quite remote, but Jesus says to him, no, today. You don't need to worry about me remembering you, friend. We're going to be right there in the presence of the Father today. You will savor all the joys that are at the right hand of God before this wretched day is done. Friend, here's what we learn from that. Death for a Christian believer does not lead into a long period of unconsciousness. Nor does death for a Christian believer lead into a long process of being prepared for heaven. For a Christian believer, death is an immediate translation into the joys of life at the right hand of God. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Today, you will be with me in paradise. So heaven is much nearer than you think. I just love C.S. Lewis's Narnia novels. Don't you love that when the kids go into the wardrobe? And just the other side of the wardrobe, there's this marvelous, glorious world that people cannot see. And Lewis, by that device, I think, conveys something of the nearness of heaven. Much, much nearer than you think. Now, James says in chapter 4 and verse 14 of his letter, your life is just like a mist. It's like a vapor. Listen, everything that is weighing on your mind and your heart today, here's what it's like, the Bible says. It's like when you breathe on a window on a cold morning. And then that mist is, in a few minutes, gone. And I tell you, when you have been in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ for 100 million years of ever-increasing joy, you will perhaps be able to look back in some way on this life and you will say, what in all the world was I so worried about then? Why was I so consumed with it? It's like a mist, like a shadow. And here I am in the eternity of God with unsurpassed and unimaginable joy. You see the love of Christ in opening heaven to you forever. And here's the very last thing. Christ is with his people now and always. Now and always. I don't want you to miss this right in the heart of these great words of Jesus. He says, today you will be with me. With me. With me. With me in paradise. The greatest joy of heaven, of course, for a Christian believer is the presence of Jesus, who we love. The Lamb at the center of the throne, the book of Revelation says, will be our shepherd. And he's the one who's going to lead us into the springs of living water. Christ himself will lead you into all the joys of heaven, and he is the very center of heaven's joy. He is the heaven of heavens. Now, think about this with me in this last moment. This thief on the cross, he went from nature to grace and from grace to glory all in a single day. He bypasses the unchristian life in its entirety and enters into heaven. Now, that is what God did for him. And friends, God could do that for you too. So why doesn't he? What do you think of that, by the way? Immediate translation into heaven on the moment of your conversion. Would you like that? No, you're not too sure. I'm just trying to imagine it, you know. Every time there's a conversion on a Sunday, there's a funeral on a Monday. You know, you come out at the end of the service, you pray with one of the pastors, you put your faith in Jesus Christ, and everyone says to you, have a nice dinner. It'll be your last. This is not a great strategy for church growth, folks. It really is not a good strategy for church growth. So I'm just asking you this simple question. Why does Jesus not do that? Why doesn't he take us all? Straight away, like the thief on the cross was taken straight away on the day of his conversion into the immediate glory of Christ's presence. And I'm taking a guess, and I might revise it because a few people have been commenting to me after the previous services, but my guess is 4 out of 5 people will probably say the reason Christ leaves me here is to get me better prepared for heaven, my sanctification. Really? I don't often say this, but I'll say it as flat as I can. That's the wrong answer. And if you were following earlier, you'll understand why it's the wrong answer. When you trusted Christ, you were as prepared in that moment for heaven as you will ever be, because your entrance into heaven doesn't depend on your sanctification. It depends on your justification. It depends on your forgiveness and the righteousness that Jesus Christ gave to you in its entirety, there and then. You cannot be more prepared for heaven than you were at that moment, and you cannot be less prepared for heaven than you were at that moment. So it is completely wrong to think that the reason the Lord Jesus Christ has you here is something to do with getting you prepared for heaven. You cannot be more prepared for heaven than you were on the moment that you were converted. So why does he have you here? There can only be one answer to that. He has work for you to do. That is why I am here. That's why you are here. It's the only possible reason for you being here. That he has work for you to do. So think of it this way. To those who die, he says, Christ says, as he said to the thief, you will be with me. But to us who live, he says, I will be with you. I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to go into all the world. I want you to make disciples of all nations, and I will be with you always. I will be with you until the work that I want you to do is done, and then you will be with me in paradise. You see the love of Christ here? It is life-transforming to grasp why it is that Christ has you here. I hope you see that today. The only reason I'm here as a person in Christ is he's got work for me to do. The only reason why you're here now, the only reason, he's got work for you to do. So I hope you see the love of Christ in this story. I want today and through this series for you to gaze and gaze and gaze and gaze at the love of Christ until it becomes irresistible to you. If you have not yet given yourself to Christ, and if he is not yet the Lord and Savior of your life, I want you to look and look and look at the love of Christ until you come to the place of saying, why in the world am I holding back from this Savior? What now is all the point of all my objections and all my arguments and all my sophistication and all my complaints and all my holding back? What is the value of this? This Savior must have me, and I must have him.
What a powerful look at the love of Christ and how we can know with assurance that we'll be spending our eternity with him. You know, if you don't have that assurance, you can have that today. You can come to Jesus and he will not turn you away. Maybe you'd like to talk with one of our staff members about beginning that relationship with Jesus. I hope you'll contact us here at Open the Bible. You can call our toll-free number and talk to a staff member. The number is 877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365. And maybe you want to go back and listen to this broadcast again. You can always do that by coming to our website, openthebible.org. You can stream the program or download an MP3 for free. Again, that's at openthebible.org. Well, Open the Bible is a listener-supported broadcast. We're able to be on this station because of your generosity. And as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to say thank you by sending you Pastor Colin's latest book. It's called 6 Hours That Changed the World. And Colin, who is this book written for?
Well, the book is all about what happened during the 6 hours that Jesus hung on the cross. Jesus spoke 7 times during these 6 hours, and each time we learn more about what Jesus was doing while he was there. I mean, he was praying, he was opening up heaven, he was carrying our sins, and most of all, he was pouring out his great and everlasting love for each one of us. Now, I think Christians are well aware of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ that was poured out for us on the cross. But you will know someone who does not yet grasp the love of the Lord Jesus Christ for them. So this gift book is especially for him or for her. And if you're looking for a clear, biblical, and compelling presentation of the gospel to give to someone in your life this Easter, I hope you'll get hold of a copy of 6 Hours That Changed the World and give that to him or to her.
Well, we would love to send you a copy of Pastor Colin's newest book, 6 Hours That Changed the World. It's our way of saying thank you for your financial support. Find out more or give online at openthebible.org or call us at 877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365. Or again, our website is openthebible.org. For Pastor Colin Smith, I'm Steve Hiller. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Open the Bible. The birth of a child brings great joy. Raising a child brings great anxiety. Was it any different for Mary, the mother of the perfect child? Find out next time on Open the Bible. This Sunday, Palm Sunday, there's a must-see television event. Don't miss the network television premiere of Heaven How I Got Here, A Night with a Thief on the Cross, starring Stephen Baldwin. In Heaven How I Got Here, you'll have a front row seat at the cross and witness amazing grace through the eyes of the thief. It's based on the book by Colin Smith of Open the Bible. For where and when you can see this Palm Sunday program, visit openthebible.org/heaven. That's openthebible.org/heaven.